Translation Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Please tell me whether Akrura, the son of Svakapilka, is doing well. His faultless soul surrendered unto the personality of Godhead. He once lost his mental equilibrium due to ecstasy of transcendental love and fell down on the dust of a road which was marked with the footprints of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's purport. When Akrura came to Vrindavan in search of Krishna, he saw the footprints of the Lord on the dust of Nandagram and at once fell on them in ecstasy of transcendental love. This ecstasy is possible for a devotee who is fully absorbed in essential thoughts of Krishna. Such a pure devotee of the Lord is naturally faultless because he is always associated with the supremely pure personality of Godhead. Constant thought of the Lord is the antiseptic method for keeping oneself free from the infectious contamination of material qualities. The pure devotee of the Lord is always in company with the Lord by thinking of Him. Yet in a particular context of time and place, the transcendental emotions take a different turn and thus breaks the mental equilibrium of the devotee. Lord Chaitanya displayed the typical example of transcendental ecstasy, as we can understand from the life of this incarnation of God. Nasto prayasubad narayana paras nayanamaskita naram ceva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayat mudirayat nasta prayasu badresu nityam bhagavati sevayam bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati nashtaki. So unfortunately, I was hoping Giriraj Swami would give class, but I've been asked to give, so I'll do my best. So, in the Krishna book, this is chapter 36, 38. So, 36 is Kamsa sends Akrura for Krishna. That's chapter 36 in Krishna book. Akrura's arrival in Vrindavan is chapter 38. And Akrura's return and journey and his vision. Akrura's return and his journey of the vision of the Vishnu Loka within the Yamuna, chapter 39. And then the killing of Satyajit Satyananya, chapter 57, related to Akrura in some way. So although Akrura understood the greatness of Krishna, he was still not on the pure platform because he took association of Kamsa. Because of bad association, he got contaminated. So when he took Krishna Balaram to Mathura from Vrindavan, he did not pacify the gopis. And because of that, he had to spend 2 years in Kashi or something. He got separated from devotees. And then the other thing is, he got implicated in the killing of Satyajit also. In the Gopal Champur, it explains how Akrura is the one who told Satadanya to kill Satyajit. So this is the implication of bad association. how even an advanced devotee like Akrura, although he knew the greatness of Krishna, because of bad association, he got implicated in contaminating association like this of killing Satyajit. So that's a lesson for us to learn as devotees. We have to be careful of avoiding bad association. The advanced devotees who are on the highest platform are always there to help us to come to that level. It's a matter of how much we are open for mercy. So, it's mentioned in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam how Kamsa was supported by Jarasandha, and he was putting a lot of pressure on the Yadu dynasty, so they were moving to different places. And many of them left Kamsa's association. They left different, but some stayed with Kamsa, like Akrura stayed with Kamsa, because he was eager to see Krishna's appearance. And it's mentioned in the Krishna book how even Kamsa was telling Akrura that he wanted to conquer all of Bharatvarsha and all different parts of the world. But Akrura told Kamsa that man proposes, we are not in control, because ultimately the ultimate control is under Krishna's hands. We are just puppets. So we can see still, because those who are not qualified to have proper opulence, they misuse, like Shudras, they misuse the opulence. If they get opulence, they misuse it for things which are not needed for them. So we can see even knowledge, wealth, opulence, if it gets in the wrong hands, it can be misused. That Kamsa couldn't understand the message what Akrura was giving to him about he should surrender to Krishna, but he couldn't take it. So we can see so in the purport they explain about Akrura goes to Vrindavan. When Akrura came to Vrindavan, he searched of Krishna. He saw the footprints of the Lord on the dust of Nandagram, and once fell on them in ecstasy of transcendental love. So it's mentioned that those who don't have a taste for chanting the holy name, because those who do have a taste, wherever they are, they create a holy place. They should go to the holy dhams regularly. Prabhupada said that also, like devotees should go every year to get purified, so they can push on the preaching mission of helping others become Krishna conscious. But those who do have a taste for holy name, wherever our eyes, it doesn't matter, because just by their presence they create a holy dham. And this is Bhakti Vikas Maharaj mentioning in his book on holy places, hidden holy places of pilgrimages. He mentioned in that book, he mentioned the same thing, that so we can see in Krishna's pastimes, there were certain devotees who were on the highest platform, like you can see, like Vidura. He didn't get Krishna's association much, but he was helping others to try and come to Krishna. The secret in Krishna consciousness is to follow the example of advanced devotees. And it's important to learn to be like Vidura, because he was with the Kauravas, but he didn't allow them to infect him. He was giving them good advice. And even from Akrura's example, we can learn how at some point in the future, Krishna told Akrura to go to find out how the Pandavas were doing in Hastinapur. And then he came back and gave, because Krishna wanted to know what actions to take after this message, what he should do to help save the Pandavas from the difficulty. So Krishna, Akrura spoke to everyone in the Kurus, the seniors. He spoke to them, and Dhritarashtra wasn't ready to take his message. He wasn't ready to listen to Akrura. Akrura told Dhritarashtra that although you have taken the throne, although it doesn't belong to you, you've taken it over, but you should treat the Pandavas fairly. Don't do any harm to them. Otherwise, this may result in destruction of your dynasty. Because it's explained how for those Krishna doesn't tolerate offenses to his devotees. And we can see in the example of Akrura, although it's mentioned in Gopal Champur, he had material desires. And when he went to Kashi, he was dressed as a Brahmana, and he had the Samantaka jewel, because what happened is when Akrura told Satadanya to kill Satyajit, told Satadanya to kill Satyajit, Akrura left, and Satadanya told Akrura, "Can you take the? Can you help me? Because Krishna Balaram are after me now. I don't know how to deal with." Akrura said he understood who Krishna Balaram was. He said, "Even Krishna killed many demons when he was a young child. Killed Putna when he was 3 months old, Trinamata when he was 1 year old, and he killed all these demons. So who can go against Krishna? What chances do I have? I'm not getting involved." So Satadanya, he gave the Samantaka jewel, because the whole idea was to get the Samantaka of Satyajit. Because they, Akrura and Satadanya, they didn't agree how Satyajit wasn't willing to give the Samantaka jewel back to Krishna. So they didn't agree with that. So that was the reason why Akrura got Satadanya to kill Satyajit. So when the Samantaka jewel given to Satadanya, he told Akrura to help him be saved from Krishna. But Akrura said, "I can't go against Krishna. He's the Supreme Lord. Well, look what he did in the past, how he killed all these demons. Who can go against him?" So Akrura backed off. And then Satadanya, he gave a Samantaka jewel to Akrura. And his Samantaka jewel could produce 80 mounds of gold. It's producing so much wealth. It's given in Satadanya, he went up on a horse riding 400 miles an hour, trying to escape. And Krishna Balaram went after him. They went after him on their chariots. At some point, Satadanya, his horse ran out of speed, so he started running. So Krishna also started running. Then he caught him and he cut his head off with a Sudarshan Chakra. He punched him or something, he killed him. And then Krishna, playing the part of a human being, he tried to search for his Sambhata Gajur, he couldn't find it. And he told Balaram, we killed this person uselessly. So then Krishna went back to Dwarka and Balaram went to Mithila to please one of his devotees, in one of the kings who was his devotees. And so at that time in Dwarka there were bad omens happening. So many people, they thought the bad omens are happening because Akrura has left. Because there's a saying how when his father was in the kingdom at some point, the kingdom had also all auspiciousness coming. So they thought Akrura must have the same potency. But this is unreasonable because Krishna was there. How can anything inauspicious happen? But anyway, rumor was going around, and because he's taken in Samantaka jewel, all inauspiciousness is happening in Dwarka. So then Krishna, he summoned Akrura from Kashi. And Krishna told Akrura, I know you have the Samantaka jewel. And everyone's making rumors that they, just to pacify the Yadu dynasty, can you show the Samantaka jewel to them? Krishna said to Akrura, I don't mind you keeping the jewel, but at least show it to them. You pacify them. So then Akrura did that. And then So one thing we can learn from the life of Akrura is that he accepted Krishna as a person. Although he wasn't on the pure platform like the gopis, but he still accepted Krishna as a person. So then if one accepts Krishna as a person, then he'll come to the pure platform eventually. Krishna will purify him to come to the pure platform. Whereas those who accept Krishna as an energy, their perfection is not really achieved. Because Srila Prabhupada, in one of the lectures, he gives an example. He says, if someone is given a house with all the opulences, but their condition is he has to be by himself. So if someone accepts Krishna as energy, he's like entering the Brahman, but he's not fully happy. He's just by himself. Whereas if one accepts, has a rasa with Krishna, then the full exchange of perfection comes in, where one becomes fully satisfied. So that's an important lesson for us practicing devotees to understand that we have to see Krishna as a person in our life. And in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada also mentions how one of Krishna's name is Vishvatma. He's the Paramatma in everyone's heart. He's the overseer of everything. He's a Anumanta and Anudrista. So he's always waiting for us to turn to him. But because we have mind independence, many people turn against Krishna, go against, because this is Maya's kingdom. And if we don't follow the process properly, then being in the material world, we get affected by the modes of nature, goodness, passion, ignorance. And Prabhupada explains in one of his calendar quotations, he said the material world is a place of ignorance. Unless we are alert of Krishna, we'll become contaminated by ignorance. So so we can see, even in the Krishna consciousness movement, we can see how there's different levels of devotees. Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama. So we always have to be aspiring to advance in our spiritual life. Because practicing Krishna consciousness is like climbing up a ladder. On the ladder, you can't stay in one place too long. You have to either go up or down. So in spiritual life, the same thing applies, that if you're not advancing, then you go down. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he mentions this point in his commentary on the Upadesamrita. One of the books he's written, it's a green book, forget the name, but anyway, he mentioned in there how there is a, in spiritual life, if one is to be, one has to go up to take responsibility, and he's qualified for it, to take spiritual practices or some responsibility for going on a higher platform of Krishna consciousness. If one does not take that, then instead of going up, one will go down. So same point about the same example of the ladder. You have to go up or down. You can't stay in the same place. So so this example, Prabhupada explains about Lord Chaitanya, displayed the typical example of transcendental ecstasy as we can understand from the life of this incarnation of God. So, Lord Chaitanya, he's showing the perfect way how to become a devotee. And so Lord Chaitanya was asked one time the question on how to recognize a devotee. And in the beginning, he said, if someone just chants Hare Krishna once, you respect in the mind. If someone chants Hare Krishna all the time, you pay obeisances to them. And if someone inspires you to serve Krishna, then you serve that person. So, and then Prabhupada also mentions in chapter 9 of the Bhagavad Gita, one of the purposes, he mentions how when one takes to Krishna consciousness, according to how much he is willing to surrender to Krishna, then Krishna will reveal to him how to make advancement. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulanda ki, Sitana Maksimana Gonitai ki, Jai. So, so we can see how, although we are in the material world, but Krishna is very, very near us also. He's not very far away. It's just how much are we willing to connect to Krishna's plan? And, Just like in the example of Akrura, he was willing to connect to Krishna's plan. He didn't do his independent thing. And we can see even in the example of Bhishma Dev, I think in the commentary of Madhvacharya, it mentioned how Krishna spoke to Bhishma Dev at some point saying that, although you'll be fighting against me, but I will save you at some point. Krishna told that to Bhishma Dev. So these eternal associates of Krishna, because although they're on the highest platform, but they're showing the example to us how we can serve Krishna in a positive way. So that's a lesson we can take from this, is that so Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains something interesting. He says, in the practicing of humility, one should not be humble to the demons or to the non-devotees. This is going against the line of the acharyas. And the example he gives is like Hanuman. Hanuman, he was willing to serve Lord Ram at any cost, to serve the purpose of Lord Ram. That's the example we have to take in practicing Krishna consciousness. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explains further, he says how for the devotees, whether they're single or married, they benefit the world. For the non-devotees, whether they're single or married, they're like dead bodies. So, but being in the material world, we have to interact with people, we have to be polite to everyone, so we give respect, everything, but our heart should go to the devotees and Krishna. Because they're the ones who will help us advance in spiritual life. They'll reveal to us Krishna's plan. Like Akrura, he had connections with the Pandavas. I think at some point they went to see when Akrura went to see the Kurus in Hastinapur. He spoke to Kunti as well at some point. And Kunti was crying at some point, lamenting for her sons, the situation they were in. And Akrura and Vidura, they pacified Kunti by telling her that your sons are not normal. They're incarnations of demigods. So you don't need to worry about them. So like that, we can see how just being around devotees is like having a spiritual shield around yourself. When the spiritual's having a shield, then Maya cannot enter. So Prabhupada said the purpose of the Krishna conscious movement is to make crows into swans. So there are two kinds of living entities in this world. There is a swan-like living entity and crow-like living entities. Now, swans always look for the good situations in life. And crows always look for the rubbish. So the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to make the crow-like people into swans. So for those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, everything is given in Prabhupada's books. So if you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we discuss these scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, with devotees, then we can enter the teachings more. So, just like in normal school, they study stories and other things, but these stories have no significance. Whereas the Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, if you read them, they satisfy emotions. We have to meditate on them and try and enter the teachings. And then at some point we'll see Krishna appearing through those scriptures. Krishna will make arrangement where devotees will come and guide you more on the path. So we can see how Krishna consciousness is a science. And the more we take to the practice, Krishna becomes more manifest to us. Srila Prabhupada was asked he put a question to the devotees one time, that why have you surrendered to Krishna? And one devotee said, because you said Prabhupada. And Prabhupada didn't accept that. Another devotee said, because Krishna says, give up all varieties of religion and surrender to me, I'll free you from all sinful reactions. And Prabhupada didn't accept that as well. So then one devotee said, because we're feeling Krishna's reciprocation. Prabhupada accepted that. He said, that's correct, because how can you not give up all your bad activities since your birth and you become in line of purity if you're not getting some reciprocation? So everyone must be getting some taste in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, how can they give up all their conditioned nature, which was very bad before they came to Krishna consciousness? So we can see from this how Krishna consciousness is a reality. And Prabhupada gives an example. He said, in the material world, everything is like a desert. Everything is like quicksand. It changes so fast. And people are looking for getting this taste. But the taste, unfortunately, they're trying to get it through matter. So they get frustrated. But if they understand that the real taste comes to spiritual connection with Krishna, then the eternal happiness will come. Any comments or questions?
Hare Bol, thank you for the class. You mentioned about how Akrura lost the association of devotees due to not pacifying the gopis. What I find puzzling is, like, this verse today is describing when Uddhava, Akrura arrives in Vrindavan, and the term used, prema, it sounds like he's got prema, pure love. And people who have prema, they can't fall down.
But the thing is, this incident happened after he took Krishna Balaram to Vrindavan, to Mathura. So this is before the incidents happen.
Yeah. So then, but if someone who has prema doesn't fall down, so does he really have prema? And then it's just a leela that he appears to fall down due to the offence to the gopis? Or is he not on the platform of prema yet?
Maybe he's playing a role to teach us a lesson. Could be. It's like Bhishma Dev, you know. He took the role against Krishna. So Krishna wanted to be in that position to show a lesson to us that even if you are very powerful, if you go against righteousness, you'll be finished. So same with Akrura. Krishna wanted to play that role to teach us a lesson. Yeah. Who's this got a question?
Hi, my name's Bunir. Thank you for today's teaching. I'm just trying to understand if I'm choosing to be on a more spiritual journey, and I'm supposed to do my best to love each and every individual, even if I am being hurt by those individuals, then how do I separate the two? Because if I'm not supposed to be attached to that pain, then how does one manage itself? How does one manage itself when there is pain in life? It's inevitable to feel pain. That's my question, really. I don't know if that is a question that can be answered, but is that the whole spiritual journey? Is to find a way?
See, the thing is, Krishna consciousness is a science. Now, it's mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada quotes in Bhagavad Gita, Ado sada tata sadhu sangha bhajana kriya. Then nishta, ruchis, ashaktis, then bhava, then prema. It's a science. So, the more you surrender to the process, then your connection to Krishna becomes more and more intense. Then once you come in line with Krishna's plan, the negative things which are affecting you will go away. In the material world, everyone is affected by the three modes of nature: goodness, passion, ignorance. In Kali Yuga, people are generally affected by passion, ignorance mostly. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, at the end of the 18th chapter, he says that if someone surrenders to me, he'll become glorious. So if someone doesn't surrender, he'll be affected by the modes of nature. The living entity in the material world cannot be fully independent. He has to surrender to someone. So, the human life, you got the higher intelligence, you got a discriminating power, you can discriminate between wrong and right. So in the human life, you got the intelligence to become self-realized. So Srila Prabhupada, he gives an example in one of his lectures. He says, just like a king or a government, they're running the whole country. If they want, they can live in a prison house. But they don't live in a prison house. They live in a big palace or big building. So even Krishna, when he comes to the material world, he doesn't live here permanently. He lives in the spiritual world. But Krishna occasionally comes here to reclaim the fallen souls who have turned their backs against him. So if we surrender to him, then we become free from suffering. Because he will intervene in our life and protect us from the negative things which are happening to us.
Thank you.
I think this way.
It's an interesting dilemma, you know, when you're affected. But actually, association of devotees is everything. And when it says you reveal your mind to devotees and they'll help you, they'll look after you, they're a shelter. And there's an old saying, a problem shared is a problem halved. In other words, once you reveal your heart to somebody, they'll support you. And you, when you know that support's there, that will help you progress, because you must, you know, like you're saying there, if you're affected, you must tell somebody about it, and they'll help you by supporting you, and say, like you're saying now, you've got to be patient on the path. And but once you reveal your heart to somebody, you'll see that there is somebody who will support you too. You know, somebody that that you trust. It has to be somebody you trust to reveal your heart. So it's like you're saying, and then your path will be a support system of the devotees. You just ask them when you're affected by something. Okay, that's all I can think.
Any other questions? No. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.